Yeah.
Okay.
Sun had already rose.
And say you're at a party, you look at your watch and see that it's about 11:30 or so, and you say, well, we better be getting home. It's not quite midnight yet, but it's
getting late, or it'll soon be midnight, or...
You're at pretty near midnight, or... Well,
no. Not pretty near. I'd say it's almost midnight. I would say it's almost midnight.
And say if it was icy outside, you'd say, that ice is hard to walk on. It didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Almost fell.
What about I like?
I like to fallen.
Would that something you
say? You might sometimes. But that's a little harder to say than I almost fell. I almost fell is much easier to say, you know, that ice is real slippery out there. I almost fell.
Uh-huh.
That is much easier to say than I like to have fallen. I like to have fell, you know. You're adding a lot of words you don't need.
Say if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in
a minute, in just a minute.
And if you know that you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you could ask someone how
far is it?
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you could say, just
how far away is that, or just how near are we to
uh-huh.
here,
or
how close are we?
And or say if you're trying to call attention to something, you might say, now just look
over there, or look yonder.
Okay. You ever say look it or look at here?
Yeah, I've said look at here and look at yonder.
Okay.
I know.
And if you want to know how regularly I go to town, you might ask how.
How often do you go to town?
And
or how much do you go to town?
Say if I give you a choice of two things and ask you which one you want, you might say, well, it doesn't make any difference. I'll take
either one.
Do you ever say either?
No.
How does that sound?
Sounds like my grandmother. She said she would say neither, you know. I thought it sounded strange. It didn't sound, it sounded, you know, like England or,
uh-huh.
you know, something.
You say if the wind is from this direction, you say the wind is...
Blowing from the west, from the east, that is east.
And a wind halfway between north and east that falls up.
Northeast.
And north and west.
Northwest.
And west and south.
Southwest and southeast, you know.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
The wind's coming up.
What if it's just the opposite? It had been strong and getting
dying. The wind's dying down.
And you say all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown.
And it started to rain and the wind began.
Blow.
And you say this part of my head is called my
forehead. Or forehead.
And this is
my hair.
And on a man's hair here is a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Ear, my left ear.
And this is
my right ear.
And this whole thing is
my mouth or my lips.
And
my throat.
This the whole thing is a
neck.
What about Google? Did you ever use that?
Yeah.
What is your Google?
Oh, it's our Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the proper name for it. It's usually on a man, you know, this little thing that goes up and down when you're smaller, and if it sticks out, it's prominent, you know, and it sticks out. My daddy had one that stuck out. And have you ever noticed that most people, and I'm taking your tape up telling this, but most people that have those things have real low voices? You ever notice? They have a real prominent Adam's apple or goozle that sticks way out. Almost always they will have a real low voice. You notice, you won't ever see a man with a high voice that has a big goozle or big Adam's apple. Really?
Okay.